Today I am talking about President Joe Biden, San Francisco's tipping culture, and the revealing of the person, the anonymous person behind the famous gossip blind site, Crazy Days and Nights.
Okay, San Francisco, damn, I thank you for tuning in. Dede LaFrac, keep it real, won't you tell it like it is. Bohemian woman up in San Francisco, talking life, plenty convo. Super honest, you already know, the dopest, coolest podcast, yo. Yeah, sharing her life, her stories, I hope you ready, sit back, relax.
Hi guys, Dede Dam here for San Francisco Dam. This is your episode for Friday, February 9th, 2023. How are you doing, everybody? I hope everybody's doing beautifully. And of course, happy birthday to all of my birthday cheerins wherever you are in the world. I hope you're having a beautiful, beautiful birthday. If you hear any background noise, please excuse it. There are dogs in San Francisco. Dog is the new burglar alarm, etc. New listeners, thank you so much for coming by. And my regular day ones, you know, we've been doing it here for over 1,000 audio solo cast. America's president, FJB. FJB, we know. I didn't vote for the dude. Hey, don't give me any crap. This is America. All right, this is America. And even if I was a Republican, and I'm not a Republican, it's my right to vote for whoever I please. So FJB, he showed America, basically, I think the man is a victim of elder abuse. He obviously has dementia or Alzheimer's, whatever you want to hear it. He's not in control of nothing. And he should be allowed to retire and end his days peacefully. He served the American public for over 50 years, I believe. So Democrats, do the right thing. Let FJB, President FJB, retire. Enjoy his golden years. The man is not in charge. And by the way, I want to tell the people who gave me hell for not voting for him 4 years ago. Nah, 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 nah. Told ya. I told ya. I told ya. Okay. So who doesn't like a little gossip? For the young kids, you might not know what this is, what I'm talking about. There is a website called Crazy Days and Nights. I know young people really aren't into this kind of thing. Some of you guys know about it. It's the most famous blind item site in the world for almost 20 years. And this person has been completely anonymous. All right, let me put a pin in anonymity. This guy's anonymous. He just got busted. When you are online and you are talking to anonymous people, take them with a grain of salt. They could be really sweet. They could say really sweet things. But how can you trust somebody if you don't know who they are? How can you trust someone if you don't know who they are? They could write the sweetest things on earth. So you cannot trust anonymous people online if you don't know who they are, and there is no one who could vouch that they are a real person. No shade to my anons listening. And you know why you are anon on social media, because you don't want to put your face to your words. So there you go. You have your reasons. However, I don't trust y'all. I like some anons. I think they're nice people. They write nice things. But if I can't put a face to your words, if I can't put a face to the voice, shrug. Now, unpinning to the topic. Now, this guy is called NT Lawyer. He says he's a 400-pound, bacon-eaten, thrice-divorced guy living in his parents' basement. That's like how his joking description. But he has been the king of Hollywood and gossip blind items for almost 20 years. Completely anonymous. Now, that's a problem right there. Now, how are you going to be talking about all these conspiracy theories, blah, blah, blah. You are completely anonymous. So you could, he calls himself entertainment lawyer, NT lawyer. Who the hell knows who he is? Well, guys, his cover just got blown. This guy who's been calling himself NT lawyer for 17 years is some former Democratic wannabe politician. His name is John Nelson. I'm not busting him. This has been in the Daily Mail and all over. The point I'm making is, if you are an online troll or you're anonymous and you are going to have really no authenticity. Now, there are a lot of people online that have gigantic platforms, like this guy. This guy makes tons of money on Patreon. He's got, like I said, he's got the number one gossip site in the world, and he just got busted. And his name is John Nelson. And how did he get busted? He's married. He was having an affair with some woman. Oh, she made a podcast. Lord, have mercy. So to my Anons that follow me on social media, I talk to my Anons. I think some of you guys write really good stuff, but since I have no one who can vouch for you that you are who you say you are, I take everything you say with a grain of salt. There, I said it. Now, the tipping culture in San Fran fentanyl. This year, it was starting like last year, but this year I've had it. I've had it with San Francisco tipping culture. Now, I'm here since the 80s, although I'm socialized by Southern disciplinarians like the Jacksons, Michael Jackson, Janet Jackson. I have a lot of similarities with them, eccentric people. Come from these big Southern families, Southern disciplines, Southern authoritarians. So I've socialized by Southern authoritarians in the Midwest, in Wisconsin, then migrated out here decades ago. We got those similarities. Well, that's saying this, I'm socialized to be polite. I'm like one of the last generations of American black people that weren't hooping and hollering in public, you know, acting crazy, acting weird with hip hop influenced music and all of this crap. More polite. What? I've had it with San Francisco's tipping culture. See, San Francisco's tipping culture is that it's you're expected to tip, period. Even when they're a little funky, because, you know, you're going to have some snobby waiters, even if they're a little stank. But everywhere you go now, everybody wants some money. You go to the donut shop, they're turning something around the little pad. You want a tip for a donut? You want a tip? You go to the coffee shop, do you want a tip? You go to the pizza place, they want a tip. And half of the time, maybe two-thirds of the time, these people have stank attitudes. No more for me. Now, my base tip is 20%. I've been tipping for the culture. When I say for the culture, that when they see me, attractive middle-aged black woman, walking in like I've got some sense, I act like I got some sense. It's what I say to my young ones. Act like you got some sense. Don't go in there with a head bonnet, using the N-word, snapping your neck, you know, like you're a cobra snake acting all Looney Tunes. Act like you got some sense. So I'm representing the culture. I ain't doing that anymore. I am not tipping to represent the black culture anymore. For all the cheap black people to come through San Francisco and don't tip, I don't feel I have to represent you anymore. I'm done. My tipping point was about 2 weeks ago. I was at an establishment, and there was a waitress, some white woman, a bartender, white woman. So I'm there looking presentable by myself. And she's talking to a black male. So her way of disrespecting me, they weren't boyfriend and girlfriends. He's like some customer, and he's like going on and talking. Like basic San Francisco black male, they don't want to show any solidarity to black women. What? He was one of those guys. I need to make a podcast about black male, black woman relationships. Just platonic. Lord have mercy. This is the craziest place. So going to this bar, there's a bartender. She sees me. She doesn't do that acknowledgement. She's busy locking eyes with the black male, white, drab looking white woman with a lot of makeup on. And I'm waiting there like, okay, I was looking around for another bartender. And she turns her head towards me, but she has her body in front of the man she's just gossiping with. I'm like, okay, this is a B. So I order my thing. And then I'm like, I could feel the energy. So I walked away to change tables. So I put my order in. Then I walked away. I'm like, I'm not going to stand there in front of this half up. And then she said something to me, but I pretended like I couldn't hear it, so I changed tables where I was sitting. I wasn't at the bar, so I came back, and I pretended like I didn't hear her, and I paid for my drink. Guys, I tipped this heifer $2. I tipped her $2. That's the San Francisco standard. I tipped this heifer $2. I said, what are you doing? I turn around. I'm the only black woman there. That's okay. I'm not afraid of being the only black woman someplace. I can go wherever I want to. Doesn't make me a token. A token is a black person that allows himself to be used as a sucker by non-black people. That's what a token is. That's a sucker. That's a sidekick, side chick, hype woman, social justice warrior. Social justice warriors are gigantic tokens. And I said to myself, F that. You know, I don't use that word here. F that. So I sat at the table. It was like a little tiny flute of some bubbly. Not very much. Y'all know how they'd be pouring bubbly, Prosecco or whatever. But not very much. Maybe 3 or 4 ounces. So I order another one. I'm like, I'm going to have 2 and get the hell out of here. So I couldn't stand this bartender so much. I said, I refuse to go over there and not tip her because I don't want any attitude. So I went and got a hostess to bring me my drink. Bartender knew what was up. I'm like, you ain't getting a penny from me. Then I went to another place before that. I was doing some comparison about the tipping culture. And I go to another place, and there's a bartender, sweet as pie, had one drink, gave him $3. So at this point, from this point on, I am only tipping on merit. I'm not tipping on the expectation, oh, do 20%. Like, this is San Francisco, guys. It's supposed to be all fake polite. I'm not going to do that. Oh, I have to tip 20%. That's a standard. I'm starting at 0. When you act funky, you're going to get 0. When you give me the up and down, you're looking at me like, huh, trying to give me an attitude. You're getting a big fat 0. You're not going to get a dollar. You're not going to get a dime. You're going to get 0. And if you're sweet, nice, and professional, you'll get 20% on up. That's it. 0 to 20% on up. There's going to be no middle ground. Now, I've had this conversation going on at X, and some people are talking about giving them 5% for bad, for iffy service. I ain't giving nothing for iffy service anymore. That's over. Done. I don't care what they think about me. I'm not tipping for the culture anymore. Over and done. I don't know what it's like in your part of the world, but here, everybody has their hand out. And again, tipping for the culture. In fact, it's sort of unfair because I understand that there are a fair amount of black people who do not tip, and there are various reasons why they do not tip. Some live more in segregated places. Some were socialized where nobody gave them anything. Like, their parents never gave them $100, or, you know, daddy never gave them $20. So I'm being fair. So they're going out. They're like, why should I give this person $20 for doing their job? I get it. That's not my socialization, but I get why a lot of black people don't tip. But I'm not representing them anymore. No more tipping for the culture. That's it. That's over with. I had picked up some takeout food. Really good deal. For about $10, you get noodles or rice and 2 dishes. Very good deal. This one was kind of, you know, brusque and curt. And my standard is just put a dollar in that little cup. I didn't do it. She didn't care. And they're not going to care. And they're going to forget all about me. But I will never again pay somebody to give me an attitude to represent the culture of cheap black people. Y'all could be as cheap as you want to. More power to you. And I will reward good behavior. And I'm ignoring the rest. I'm paying them with dust. Now, the weather here in San Francisco is in the late 40s. It's kind of cold, like 48, 49 degrees Fahrenheit. That's cold in San Francisco. So the heat's been on. I've got on 2 pairs of socks, got on some long johns. Like I said, it's cold for San Francisco. Going out later on, going to put on the red fake fur coat and a hat and some gloves. So just letting you know what the temperatures are here in San Francisco. And it is a Super Bowl this weekend. All I know is San Francisco is playing Taylor Swift's boyfriend. And that's a whole, y'all know that's a fake thing. You know Taylor Swift is a lipstick lesbian. I repeat, Taylor Swift is a lipstick lesbian. What? Nothing wrong with that. I keep waiting for her to come out, all these fake relationships, and the guy she's with, all his girlfriends before her were black women. Come on, how is a guy going to go from curvy, stacked black woman to a woman who acts like an immature teenager broomstick? Now, come on, y'all. But it is Super Bowl this Sunday. I might go around and get some of that male energy, but I may not, because when the team loses, that's when you really see men getting mad, y'all. Ooh, Lord, have mercy. Thank you for listening. I appreciate it. This is your show for Friday, February 9th, 2024. Again, happy birthday to all of my birthday children. So wherever you are in the world, I hope you've had a beautiful birthday. Thank you for listening to the show and for subscribing and recommending. I hope you have a beautiful weekend. I'm Dee Dee Dam. I love you. This is San Francisco Dam.
Thank you for listening to San Francisco Dam with Dee Dee LaFrac. Remember to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Anchor App, Spotify, and wherever podcasts are found.